Thanks so much for joining us as we are praying through the Bible. We are involved in the Lord's Prayer. Matthew 6, verse 12 is our passage today. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And then Matthew chapter 6, verse 12, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. There are two important truths in today's passage. One, I need to ask forgiveness for my sins from God, and I need to forgive others when they sin against me. The first is easier than the second. As a believer, Jesus paid the penalty of my sin in full. He bore my sin in his body on the cross. Because of Jesus, the Heavenly Father declares me not guilty. The penalty of sin is gone. However, the propensity to sin remains. I'm still tempted and give in to sin. And when I do fall and fail, I need to confess my sins, knowing that God is faithful and just to forgive my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. That's what 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 says. Owning up to my sin and confessing my sin is not always easy, but the second part of the truth is even harder. When I ask God to forgive me, I come as one who has, by his grace, forgiven others. I should forgive others just as God, through Christ, has forgiven me. That's what Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 says. So think of the contradiction many times in our lives. God, I want you to forgive me for sinning against you, but I will not forgive the person who has sinned against me. Forgiveness is a two-way street. Forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors. Father, it's so hard to forgive some people for the pain they've caused. I want to hold out my pardon. I see the contradiction when I want your forgiveness, but I am unwilling to forgive others. I can't do this on my own. So give me your strength, give me your grace and mercy to forgive those who have sinned against me. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.